From JMI Wealth this Friday morning, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
You called it. It's up a little more than we thought.
Yeah. We previewed the employment data yesterday morning, so we got the full details of that release to talk about now. Really interesting set of data, Mike. I mean, subject to various levels of interpretation, I guess. There's a lot of it. You get the household labour force survey, you get the quarterly employment survey, you get the labour cost index, so you get different groups represented in each survey. They also brought some new data into the household labour force survey as well, so that's sort of muddying the waters a little bit. Look, I pointed out yesterday that the third quarter was unexpectedly strong, and we were looking at the possibility of an element of rebalancing, of retracement of the pendulum swimming back the other day, and that's back the other way, and that's exactly what we saw, but it actually went a little bit further than expected, so it was weaker than expected. So, look, for the record, seasonally adjusted unemployment rate at 4.3%. Last quarter, we were 3.9. They revised that up to 4. Now, the market was expecting 4.1, so 4.3 is weaker than expected. Actually, if you look at the gender breakdown, Mike, male unemployment 4.4%, female unemployment 4.2%.
Go the ladies.
Go the ladies. Labour cost index increased 1.9% in the year to December quarter, but the unadjusted labour cost index increased 3.3%. Now, if you look at the quarterly employment survey, so the household labour force survey talks to people, the quarterly employment survey talks to employers. They saw annual wage increase of 3.7%. So quite different from the labour cost index. What does it all mean, though? If, Mike, if you average out the last two quarterly numbers, because we're getting a lot of volatility in these quarterly numbers, if you average them out and try and look at a bit of trend, employment growth is modest and it is slowing.
Yep.
So it's weaker than expected, and maybe wage pressure is a bit stronger than expected as well. The market reaction, Mike, fascinating. All the market saw is the weaker side of this. So it increased what is the prevailing market view that the next move by the RBNZ could be an interest rate cut.
Mm-hmm.
So the New Zealand dollar, a couple of days ago, up around 69, back in the 67s now. Interest rates, Mike, the five-year swap is the lowest rate I can recall ever seeing. And I checked the data this morning back as far as I could go. I've only got data on my desk back to the early 1990s. The five-year interest rate swap is now under 2%. The interest rate market, if you assume it is absorbing and it is telling you all about the stuff, all about the data that's available out there, is negative on the economy. The RBNZ route next week, that will be absolutely fascinating.
Yes, you cannot hide from the truth, and the government, I think, as we've been saying, is in for a reasonably difficult year. Now, listen, just quickly, you're off to America next week.
I am.
And you will be available to us for several days. What I'm most concerned about, have you done the Auckland-Chicago run in one go?
No.
So this is a first for you, because I'll be fascinated, because I'm fascinated at the ability. This is your technology versus real world experience, right?
Yep.
So yes, planes can fly further and further. Fantastic. Can humans cope with the experience and hop off the other end in an ability to function as you will be required to do next week? That's what I want to know.
Well, apparently not drinking helps. So that's the first challenge.
But see, that's the best thing about flying, surely.
Isn't it?
Well, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, what do you do?
Absolutely. What do you do?
As you sit here Friday morning, are you backing yourself?
I'm backing myself, Mike. Always do.
Okay, good on you. Now, what are the numbers?
Actually, market's under a bit of pressure this morning. The US market, a little bit worried about that US-China trade dispute not getting settled. A little bit worried about growth. Dow Jones down 333 points. 25054, that's about 1.3%. S&P 500 down 1.5%, 2689, and the NASDAQ down 1.6%, 7255. So they're all getting a little bit negative there, and we'll have more on that next week, Mike.
From Chicago,
the FTSE 100 are down 1% overnight, 7093. The Nikkei 20751 also down 0.6%. But the Aussies yesterday, they rallied actually, 1.1% up there, 6092, and we were up 0.66%, up 60 points on the NZX 59133. Kiwi dollar, as I said, weaker against the US, 0.6755, against the Aussie 0.9528. against the euro 0.5950, pounds 0.5211, Japanese yen 74.16, gold down 2% or $2 at $1,310, and Brent crude down $1.58, $61.12.
Travel well. See you from the Windy City next week. Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth, he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.